WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 11 people are now confirmed dead in Kentucky as a result of extensive flooding. That brings the regional total to 12 people. In Kentucky, Hazard Mayor Donald Mobilini said people did not expect this kind of damage.
I think everybody missed the mark because it's supposed to crest at 26 feet and it gets 30 and a half feet. That's the largest flood we've had since 1984.
Governor Andy Beshear urging people to stay off the roads in high water. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia, where tomorrow he'll meet with Russian officials as the U.S. continues its goal of bringing an end to the war with Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman said better relations, the reason why a 28-year-old American was released from jail after 10 days on a drug charge. Elon Musk's SpaceX team going to the FAA's Air Traffic Control Command Center to talk about what controllers need as Musk's Department of Government Efficiency continues sweeping cuts. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is the spring primary. Voters statewide will narrow the field in the race for state superintendent. Jill Underly is running for re-election against challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Here in Madison, you may also have a local primary, depending on where you live in the city. Voters will choose the two candidates to advance to the spring election in three common council districts. That's District 9, District 10, and District 12. The top two vote-getters in all these primaries will face off on April 1st. And a bill in the state legislature would allow clerks across Wisconsin to start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Wisconsin is one of just seven states that forces clerks to start processing absentee ballots on Election Day. Lisa Hale reports.
Ahmad Rivera Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers gives his official budget address to the legislature tomorrow, and it will include plans to overhaul Wisconsin's oldest prison in Waupun. It would turn the facility into a vocational training center for nonviolent offenders. His plans would also close the prison up in Green Bay. His proposal would allow some people convicted of nonviolent crimes out early to reduce overcrowding. Republicans would have to approve this plan, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it a non-starter. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Canott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowds showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Canott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above. Wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 0 degrees.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You guys can let the lawyers battle it out in the courts, but why do you guys go out there and sing songs and act crazy and look like you're pro waste, fraud, and abuse? You know every American now thinks the Democrats are defending waste, fraud, and abuse.
Well, look, what do you want us to do? Storm the Capitol? I mean, that's already been done.
Jared Moskowitz, hilarious, hilarious, with douche nozzle Jesse Waters. Yeah, that's it. We're for waste, fraud, and abuse.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay. We have one. Hang on. It's hard in one show to get through all the Chris's wrong letters. I'm just doing the best
all
I can.
All right, let's do this.
Julie writes, Steph, Chris is wrong. There is no big clump of persuadable, good-hearted folks who voted for the orange antichrist merely because they fell for one or more of his bottomless pile of lies. At this point, we all know he lies constantly and can't be trusted. Anyone who voted for him based on anything he says has decided to overlook that. Making nice by pretending they voted over the price of eggs isn't going to cure their main delusion. Nothing Trump does or says disappoints or offends them enough not to gulp down a new lie and use it to paper over whatever they're confronting, you're confronting them with. They goose step on behind the idol who made hate great again, not because they believe the lies, because they love the liar. I've been bitter, by the way, since the fourth grade, which is when I read Diary of Anne Frank. That's
hey,
true.
No,
oh, that's all right.
Bitter person.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Let's just go to Rude.
Okay.
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Is it better or worse if you're a person that's read books like The Diary of Anne Frank, living through this particular moment in our time?
It's way worse because you get to dread things for a while instead of having it just surprise you.
Yeah, I was saying in hour one, it's just we're unfortunately a lot of people in this administration are the people that are like, Anne Frank's in the attic. There's that person. So,
yeah.
Okay. You know, you wrote a...
And they'll describe it as waste, fraud, and abuse.
Right.
You're actually, housing Anne Frank and her family.
Yeah. And somehow roping DEI into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, the meme everyone says is, you know, first they came for whatever, and I stood up because I read the rest of the effing poem. So I know how it ends. I mean, you wrote a piece that's so interesting, Rude. The simplest explanation, they're evil. And I think people have a hard time saying that, but I think I don't know how else to say it at this point. This is what I keep saying about, you know, to Julie's point about talking to people that voted for him. We're not having a difference over tax rates anymore or
no.
Tariffs. You know, you are voting for and cheering on actively evil, right?
Yeah. Actively harming people and doing it based on lies. And not that there's a reason to actively harm people that's not based on lies, but I mean, it's like, it's it's actively harming people while you're being told all of these things that are demonstrably false and being okay with it and allowing them to continue doing it. I mean, honestly, I hate to say this because I don't want people hurt no matter what their political persuasion is, but maybe when enough people who voted for Trump get hurt directly by what his administration's doing, that it might actually have an effect.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's going to have that effect, I think.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's just weird. I think I mentioned Friday, these farmers that, you know, all voted for Trump that wouldn't vote for him again, but they literally said out loud, he wasn't supposed to hurt us. He was supposed to hurt other people. So I'm like, okay, so I'm supposed to reach out to people that actively voted to hurt me, to hurt other people. You know, you're just going, okay, I guess it's good they wouldn't vote for Trump again, but, you know, the bad news is you're admitting.
Again, I wouldn't believe them until the opportunity came up for them to vote for Trump again.
Right.
But and they didn't. But, you know, we're seeing like you know, cuts to programs for disabled kids that allow them to be mainstreamed into classrooms. You know, that's going to affect a lot of people who voted for Trump that rely on these programs that come from the Department of Education.
Right.
And the funding source for that.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like you don't understand how government works.
Yeah.
That's really what this is you do not understand how the government works.
Yeah.
Even on the waste, fraud, and abuse thing, that's why we have inspectors general. That's why we have the GAO, the General Administration or whatever it is, accounting office, General Accounting Office.
Yeah. So to your point, to your piece, you said evil is a hard concept to get your head around. We can get close to it when we say things like the cruelty is the point. But that was the first Trump administration with its scattershot acts of savagery, many of them mitigated by courts, by stronger Democrats, even a few Republicans who still had souls and spines. But you said this systematic planned cruelty with the goal of hurting everyone who ever opposed you and your ideology, that's evil. We don't want to think that we're confronting evil now because it seems melodramatic and frankly unfathomable, but you just said I can't think of any other clearer way to describe what the Trump Musk administration has done in its first month of its reign of terror. We want them to be stupid. We need to think of them as incompetent, like when they fired everyone in the nuclear, you know, the nukes division.
Yeah.
You said, but stupidity and incompetence lets them off the hook to the extent in a they know not what they do kind of way. F that, these mother effers know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think any of this is not deliberate.
Right, right. And even Trump just sitting back and letting Musk run rampant, you know, it's like, well, OK, if you're going to if you know that the serial killer is in the sorority house and you're just saying, fine, you know what? Machete away.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
I hear screaming. I'm sure they're just excited about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're excited to see the series. They're excited to see a machete. They've never seen one before. The most beautiful machete they've ever seen.
The best, brightest machete they've ever seen.
The biggest.
Before it hits their skulls. You know, they should be privileged to have it.
This is perfect. You said it is a coup, a willful abandonment of the protections of the Constitution while pretending to save the country from crises that simply don't exist. I mean, you know, there just was a story. Biden deported more people than he has. So far, he was deported. I mean, it's all a show, you know, to try to be bigger and dumber and meaner and louder. But he's not doing anything, right?
No. And that's the other thing is like, tell me what they're doing that helps people.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing they've done that helps people other than to tell us anticipate suffering more before the help actually happens, before things get better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. They have done zero to actually help anybody in any way.
That's part of the delusion and the cult, right? To go, well, yeah, prices are higher now, but now it's patriotic. Now it's make America great. You know, right?
Oh, and Biden arranged to have, you know, thousands of tons of eggs shipped in from Turkey.
Yeah.
And the country, not the bird. And
that's a big turkey.
Yeah, I mean, that's a busy turkey.
That is a productive turkey.
Oh, my God. Yes.
She can barely
pushing
walk.
Eggs out of her hooch like a mile a minute.
Yeah. She can barely walk.
Yeah. That's what we need is sore vagina turkey as our... That should be our national bird.
Right.
Yeah. Turkey with a vagina like a T-shirt cannon.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, Biden arranged that, and it's happening. And so, but I, you know, Trump is going to claim it. I mean, that sure. Like, look at me. I brought in the eggs.
Yeah. She's still looking for, what is it called? Is it a tennis ball machine? What is it?
Yeah, tennis ball.
All right. Okay. Anyway.
Sound effects is poor Emma having to, Bella to having to learn.
Emma. Emma, Stella, Bella.
Whatever.
Bella, no, Emma's my
There you go. Manager. There's the turkey egg vagina cannon. But you just said no matter where you go, evil is at play, firing people involved in the prevention of bird flu and other viruses, firing those trying to find a cure for cancer. I mean, you know, we could spend forever with what they've done just in the first 3 weeks. You said it's not just about the employees themselves. Many of them put through hell in the last couple of weeks, but it's about the people who will be harmed and will die because of these cuts. It isn't even getting into the disappearing of migrants to Gitmo or to any or to countries where they have no connection or the proposed complete ethnic cleansing of God. Gaza, so the U.S. can build resorts. You said, I mean, this is some real supervillain ass going on right now. I mean, I said this morning, are they trying to kill us? I mean, he doesn't seem like he could be doing a better job unless he was actively trying to kill us. We've had six plane crashes in 3 weeks, and he just gutted the FAA again.
Again, right. Yeah. And, you know, it took us, we're talking about getting rid of the people that actually make sure the planes can fly okay, you know? I've got flights coming up, and I'm thinking
too.
I'm only going to go on airlines that are from another country. Because I just simply don't trust the United States airlines anymore right now.
I know. Well, not while he's in charge. I mean, just the nuke story alone, you're just like, what? You know, they fired them not knowing what they do, and now they can't find them? Okay. Anyway, let's just finish
They backed into the hedge, Stephanie.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I'll be back here. The bushes. You said it also forces us to ask questions of anyone who supports them, to our point we've been having on this show for discussion for a while now. What actual good has been done? Can you tell us one thing that's accomplished that makes your life better or easier? What's being proposed that would make your life better or easier? Because the answer across the board is not a blank damn thing. They are effing up the lives of Americans. They are driving people to despair. I've said I believe the goal here is to provoke a violent response from a group or individuals, giving Trump the chance to declare martial law. Yes. You just said, but we need to respond as if these evil mother effers have taken over an occasionally decent nation, call it out as evil, protest, kick your members of Congress in the ass. The time to act is now while we're still allowed to act. We keep saying it, Rude, but the feeling of being overwhelmed is real. That's the point, is to overwhelm us.
Yeah. I mean, they keep talking about the little things. Don't get so caught up in them. But the Gulf of Mexico thing matters. That kind of thing matters because once you give in on that, once you start giving in on the little things, that's when it becomes easier to give in on the big things.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we'll let them get away with this. It was like we talked last week about the stupid, you know, the Rahm Emanuel and somebody else talking about, well, just don't worry about the U.S. Don't make a big deal about getting rid of USAID. And it's like Axelrod is the other person who said that.
Time to put the old Democratic consultants out to, you know, send them to a farm where they can run free.
Yeah, but you know, we used to respond when we saw starving children in Africa. It actually used to affect us.
Yeah.
Are we that cynical now that, you know, when we see those, when we see that kind of stuff, we're like, yeah, they deserve it because they live in asshole countries.
Right. I see. And then we say one thing on this show as a joke. Like last week, I said this is going to be like Wicked, where you're a professor this week, but you're going to have to pretend to be a goat next week. And then what happens? Your home state. Pardon me. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I have everything labeled wrong. I apologize. Your home state, professor suspended for mocking Louisiana governor.
Whoa.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
This is you next, mister. A Louisiana law professor's return to teaching in the aftermath of using profanities to criticize Trump and his state's governor is on hold after appellate court intervened. Tenured professor, that's you. Ken Levy was placed on leave by Louisiana State January 17, 3 days after he made comments about Trump and Governor Jeff Landry during a lecture. If Landry were to retaliate against him for material he taught, Levy said, then F the governor. One student complained to Landry's office. Levy was placed on leave pending an internal investigation. I love this. Who who wrote, oh, this is Joe, my God. It just says that snowflake student, too. I think that's a good addendum.
That's an editorial, but
You know, in my Clark Kent life, I'm a department chair.
Yes.
And I've actually had to tell my professors, you know, be aware that if you don't understand now that you may be recorded for somebody to try to, you know, to complain about you, it could happen. There's nothing that can prevent them. They're allowed to record our classes if they want to.
Yeah.
And so we're facing this kind of, you know, almost McCarthy-like thing of policing our speech, but I've got a union, so you know what? F Trump and Eric Adams. Yeah, and the Eric Adams he wrote in.
Right.
There you go.
And I might as well F the governor of Louisiana, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to ask me to be transferred to Louisiana to face indictment like the New York doctor that prescribed Mifepristone or?
Mifepristone, yeah.
Mifepristone, sorry.
Sorry, you don't have a vagina egg cannon, so you sometimes you get the lady drugs names wrong.
I'm sorry.
All right, 20 minutes. We have Rude Pundit for the hour. How exciting is that?
Whoa.
20 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Not My President's Day Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Attention! If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Stephanie Miller.
I tell you, friends, I adore her. And when she dances, oh, brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Okay. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line.
Oh, I saved part two, WTF Louisiana, your home state, Rude Pundit. Louisiana orders agencies to end vaccination efforts. They sent an internal directive to state workers ending longstanding mass vaccination efforts, banning staff from promoting seasonal vaccines.
You know, part of my reaction was they were still promoting vaccines. And but that said, I will, you know, they haven't purged the website yet. All the vaccination stuff is still up on the website, but then the Surgeon General of Louisiana puts out this thing saying, you know, that, that you know, this is about trust in the public and promotion of specific pharmaceutical products is understood they will benefit some and cause harm to others. Under this ideology, the sacrifice of a few is acceptable and necessary for the greater good, and greater good is in quotation marks.
All I heard was Z Kyle, y'all, but okay.
Well, it's pretty much, it's Louisiana. It's Z Kyle Shad.
Pardon me, I stand Z-Kyle corrected. Uh-huh. I stand corrected. So we were talking about the Louisiana professor story. You had another great question. You said, serious question, will history teachers be allowed to teach that Ronald Reagan, a Republican, and Congress granted amnesty to 3 million undocumented migrants? Will they be able to teach the Emancipation Proclamation also from a Republican? Where's the line? I mean, you know, we were just talking about they banned Julianne Moore's book about having freckles because it was deemed too DEI or something. It's a childhood picture. It's a child's picture book about, it being okay to be different or if you have freckles. Yeah.
They're taking down, they took out of some of the schools that are run by the military. They started taking out any books in the library that have anything to do with slavery or civil rights. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. I mean, the Department of Education put out an order essentially banning anything related to race from being, this is what it says. An educational institution treats a person of one race differently than it treats another. The educational institution, because of that person's race, the institution violates the law, and then lists all these things that they now say federal law prohibits: race in admissions, hiring, promotion, compensation, financial aid, scholarship, prizes, administrative support, discipline, housing, graduation ceremonies, and all other aspects of student, academic, and campus life. They have 14 colleges have 14 days to comply, or they lose their funding, including financial aid from the government.
I mean, when we come back from the break, play Chip Roy, who is, yes, a putt-putt and also a Republican congressman. But he said the founders gave the president power to spend money as he wants. as you said, Rude, the Constitution does not say Congress suggests spending the president can ignore. If you pass a law saying this is the money that needs to be spent and how you spend it, signed by a president, then that's the requirement. No, Congress very clearly has the power of the purse. The founders did not say the president spends it however he wants to. It's just up is down.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's not a slush fund for the president.
Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour, more Rude Pundit.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got dangerously cold conditions statewide tonight. We may hit 12 below, and that's just the temperature. The Arctic air will stick around. We may not even get above 10 degrees until Wednesday or Thursday. We may have wind chills of negative 25 or 30 tonight and into tomorrow. Under those conditions, frostbite can start to set in within just 10 minutes. Be mindful of pets who need to go outside. We got a total of 8 inches of snow last week here in Madison, according to the National Weather Service. We haven't had much so far this season, so the Streets Division has had a busy few days. Speaking of the Streets Division and all their plowing efforts, the city of Madison declared a snow emergency. That means alternate side parking rules are in effect tonight for areas on the isthmus and a little beyond. Meanwhile, Wisconsin brewers who use cans may be crushed by tariffs. Here's Brittany Merlot.
President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs, a blanket duty of 25% on all steel and aluminum imports, are expected to negatively affect the nation's craft brewers by driving up the cost of critical materials used to brew, house, and serve their beer. And these potential hits are landing at an unwelcome time for the industry, so prices will probably go up. Sales data for beer and aluminum cans accounted for approximately 75% of craft breweries' packaged volume and revenue, and a good number of those beer cans aren't made in the U.S. and come from Canada. In terms of steel, Canada and Mexico account for nearly 40% of what the U.S. imports, and the new tariffs, set to take effect on March 12th, are forecasted to raise producer prices for steel and aluminum by 15 to 20% in the coming months. This could cost consumers an extra $8 billion a year.
State Republicans are proposing a bill that would help Wisconsin schools install and maintain water filters. It would require school boards develop plans to manage the drinking water to ensure students would not be exposed to things like lead or PFAS. Governor Tony Evers says he supports the legislation. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and brutally cold, with high temperatures today trying to reach the single digits and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. With gusty winds, it's prompted a cold weather advisory until 11. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 1 degree.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
To Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah,
it's
amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
All of the powers our founders gave were invested in the for the executive in the president, okay? So the president has the ability to go forward and say, you know what? We're going to spend this money the way that we're supposed to under the law, efficiently and effectively. There's no requirement that he spend every dollar in any given particular moment. He just has to go deliver on the agenda that Congress put forward and appropriated. The president has the power to restrict the use of these funds going to places they're not supposed to go.
No.
He has the power of impoundment. Russ Vogt is going to be able to go through and impound funds. We can do rescissions. They've got a lot more power than the Democrats want to acknowledge, and they want to cry foul. Where were they when Joe Biden was unilaterally sticking it to the average hardworking American with the student loans?
Oh.
Okay, that was Chip Roy, which is a Roy Rogers and putt-putt outside Lubbock.
That's right.
And also a Republican congressperson. Rude, we keep saying this over and over again. He is not cutting waste of any kind. He is helping himself to government contracts. He is getting rid of departments that are investigating him. He makes $8 million a day from the United States government, Elon Musk, we're talking about. I mean, if this doesn't alarm everyone that they're rooting around in the IRS headquarters right now, Ron Wyden said that means Musk's henchmen are in a position to dig through a trove of data about every taxpayer in America. If your refund is delayed, that could well be the reason. The IRS is laying off thousands of workers in the middle of tax season. I mean, on top of that.
Well, and the thing that gets me about that is even the cover story on that we're doing this to look at waste, fraud, and abuse is just such garbage. Like, you don't, first of all, if you want to look at, people that may have, or organizations that may have done something hinky with their taxes, well, that's what the friggin' IRS is for. And all those people fired.
Yeah.
And you, as you said it early in the program, like, you know, if you want to find waste, fraud, and abuse, you get accountants and other people, not coders.
Right.
Do it. And then the other thing is it doesn't do it. Just it doesn't do that. It is just it is only there for them to find information on individuals or on organizations, which I also think is something they're going at.
Yeah. This blue sky of yours is a reason we love you, and also the reason you will never, ever be in Congress. You said, if I were a Democrat in Congress, I'd be calling every man who kowtows to him Trump's bitch, as in he's Trump's bitch, I'm not Trump's bitch. And then I'd say, and Trump's just Elon's bitch, so you're just the bitch of a bitch. Now, censor me, bitch.
That's eloquent.
I'd vote for you 1,000 times if I could for Congress. I really would.
I was going to say, I could put that on a billboard.
You could.
And say that you want to know what my platform is? Right there, bitch.
You said a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney blew the whistle on corruption and criminality in the DOJ, resigning so she didn't have to be a part of it. That's more than enough reason for Democrats to tell Republicans to go themselves with their budget until the illegal stops. Yeah, I mean, that's how you treat a five-alarm fire like a five-alarm fire.
Yeah.
Say, no, we don't want you to work together with people bringing fascism to America.
Yeah, and it's not that hard to explain to people, you know. Stop sitting there and going, oh, the price of eggs hasn't come down yet. Boy, you're not really doing anything to the price of eggs. Shut up. It's about so much more than the price of eggs, and it was never about the price of eggs.
Yeah.
It was about all this other stuff.
By the way, you commented on, what's his name, Lil X?
Lil X.
Is that his name? That's his name. You said all four-year-olds are little sociopaths, and we'll talk at you. I would expect nothing else from Musk's son, IE, or whatever his name is. I don't think it's IE, but
no.
A-I-E-E-E.
It's a scream.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A scream when he realizes who his dad really is.
We talked about this earlier. So obviously, you know, I had first thought someone had put audio in and faked it, but, pardon me.
Wow.
They're angry.
It's Uncle Rude. It's okay.
They think Lil X is here.
That's Lil X.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the sound for Lil X. I haven't heard that before.
It looks to me that's what he said. I know that it hasn't been, you know, Snopes just basically says you can't verify it. Because, you know, Elon Musk was talking and but obviously a lot of people felt like that's what he was saying. And of course he heard it from his father. Where else would he hear,
You're not the president. You need to shut your effing mouth. Which also means it's something that Musk probably says to him on a regular basis. Or the nanny, or the robot nanny. What I don't know what that
is. Yeah, Rosie.
We know that the kid's even human at this point.
But to your point about DOGE, you said an efficient government is one that can do the work for the people of the country in a quick and helpful way. It's not cutting every employee so that nothing functions just so you can say you cut waste and fraud when all you did was just be D's.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I know, you know, they're saying there's a segment of, you know, Trump voters cheering this on, but I don't know, you know, what the time lapse is where it's going to hit them. But first of all, I guess they think it's all just like lazy people sitting around in D.C. doing nothing with your tax dollars. Wait, yeah. They work all over the country, federal workers, running everything. Yeah. that was something that
Democrats have never pushed back on enough, going back to the Reagan era of what federal workers actually do, and supporting federal workers and saying we need them, and not just that, oh, everything's wasteful. It's kind of just disturbing to see the way in which workers are being treated. And luckily, they're the ones that are in unions have their unions standing up for them.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So we talked about J.D. Vance's despicable speech. You said, honestly, after Vance's speech and seeing how insane the Trump administration is, I wouldn't be surprised if some countries just outright ban far right parties. There was a piece about how Elon Musk is trying to help far right parties around the world. I mean, this guy, like as you were saying, he's like the most evil supervillain ever.
Oh yeah, he's totally he's like the Albert Brooks character on The Simpsons, you know, going in, and he's going to end up laughing with a flamethrower as he fires it at people coming to get him.
Hang on, I have one more on him. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga.
It's just, it's literally hard to keep up with. Here it is. Elon Musk tweeted, 60 Minutes are the biggest liars in the world. They engaged in deliberate deception to interfere with the last election. They deserve a long prison sentence. I mean, in prison. And then they're now saying, and Andy's saying you should impeach every judge that just rules against Trump. Right.
And also to do something to take 60 Minutes off the air because of something. I don't know.
I can't.
The thing that also gets me is there's such D's about all of this. They're just such D holes. Yeah. And I got an email from someone that's, you know, it was from a family member that talks about somebody who worked at NIH. And says our newly hired federal employees who spent years serving in postdoctoral positions were let go on Friday. And this was actually the front line of people investigating diseases.
Yeah.
I think they called themselves like the disease detectives or something along those lines.
Why is that important?
Co-workers who were hired for positions explicitly advertised as remote have had that yanked from them. If they can't report to an NIH office within 50 miles from where they live, they need to relocate or quit.
Speaking of the judges, you said impeach Clarence Thomas for repeated violations of even basic standards of conduct and possibly illegal. Nah. Impeach judges whose rulings make Trump and Musk sad. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, this is where we are. They're trying to get any judge just that rules a way they don't like impeached. Yeah.
And they're trying to make it so that any dissent at all is somehow traitorous, you know, and illegal.
Yeah.
The fact that they keep that the judge didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you impeach someone for violating the law or violating their oath of office. The judges didn't do that. They just made a decision that he didn't like.
Well, and let's talk about this New York nonsense, because you had posted Deputy AG and certified Cole. Emil Bove's response to former AUSA Sassoon is absolutely deranged. His argument is essentially that if the president says so, an elected official cannot be prosecuted because it might interfere with their jobs. No notion that crime might interfere, too. I mean, he's so obviously guilty, allegedly. I mean, but they don't even make a case that he's innocent. Just, no, we're just going to let you off, right?
No, we need him there to be our toady so that he can let ICE go into places that ICE used to not be able to go into, so that we can pretend that we are rounding up all of these criminals. I mean, you know, I love that they're going to go into Rikers to get people. It's like, well, yeah, I guess if you go into Rikers jail, you will find some bad people that you can deport and say, see, we're deporting this rapist who was already in jail.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of rapey, did you see the Tom Hoban on Fox yeah. News with Eric Adams? Was that the creepiest, rapiest, most, I don't know, racist, cringy TV moment ever? And it was just showing that the quid pro quo was exactly what, right? That he said, yeah, if you don't do what we say on immigration, I'm going to be right back here and up your butt.
I'm going to be in your butt. Yeah. That's what he said on national television. The White House is saying, if you don't do what we tell you to do, I'll be in your butt.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like threatening anal rape on Fox News if you don't do what Massa tells you to do. I mean, it was the most cringy moment. I've seen a lot of cringy moments on Fox.
Oh yeah, and deputy mayors are actually lining up to resign if Adams doesn't resign. You know, I think Hochul should remove him.
Yeah.
I understand the case about not removing him, but Hochul actually has the power to do it. So do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Or maybe they'll come up with some state charges and get him that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Like, and it's also that the person that refused to do what the bidding of the Department of Justice, I mean, these were all Republicans.
Yeah.
These were people.
Right.
Somebody who Trump appointed.
Right.
Is
Scalia clerks.
Scalia clerk and a Roberts and Kavanaugh clerk.
By the way, your last thread, just the international on the international, you just said, I seriously think he's just going to hand the keys of the U.S. over to Putin. I mean, to not invite Ukraine to the peace negotiations about their country is pretty much, I mean, how much more obvious can you be, right?
Yeah.
And he's already made every concession before they've even started.
Yeah. And leaving Europe out, leaving the prime stakeholders in this out, which is Europe and Ukraine, and saying, you know, we're both going to go to Saudi Arabia and let Saudi Arabia be involved in this. It's just like, guys, just go to Epstein Island and get it out of your, it's just all is just this awful loche dictator stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're just going to do it. You know what? We can get it done and it'll be done. And
it's encouraging.
Like, that's not how any of this works. And I love Europe telling Vance to go F himself.
Yeah. It encourages aggression. It's like if you illegally take something, then it's yours. You know, I mean, it's extraordinary. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this last section of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my friends at Native Path.
And
my God, remember I was telling you?
What?
Well, I used to take different stuff for all this. It helps your hair, your nails. Your skin, your digestion.
Yep.
Collagen, I'm telling you, Native Path collagen. It is flavorless. It goes right in my coffee every morning.
Yeah.
And you have to take, I used to take stuff for hair, right?
So
you grow your hair, really expensive vitamins, and then, right, probiotics for digestion. You know, you got all these different things.
Sure.
It's all, bam, right in there. Completely flavorless. Native Path collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. I do the collagen PM at night in my tea.
Uh-huh.
With a little chamomile in there, helps you sleep.
Sleepy time tea.
It's sleepy time tea. I'm a sheepy. Okay. It is the two most important types of collagen fibers that make up 90% of the collagen in your body are right in Native Path, found in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. They provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Its peptide formula means that it absorbs more easily in the liquid, right? It gets absorbed more easily and no clumping.
We're not clumping people.
No, we're not. Getnativepath.com/Stephanie. And I use the hydrate stuff, too, in my bicycle.
Oh.
Okay. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address, Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Rude pundit.
Yeah.
He loves his country. He served this entire hour on presidents. Not my president day.
Right.
That, we appreciate it. So we were talking about how closer to North Korea we feel like we get every day. So while they're trying to convince you that they're cutting waste Trump spent how much to go to the Super Bowl? How much on this Daytona 500 flyover? And then he's riding around in the limousine around the track, mm-hmm. and he says on the loudspeaker, "This is your favorite president." I'm like, that, first of all, again, with taxpayer waste for these stupid stunts. And then secondly, you know, who's the Republican that just declared, you know, Donald Trump's birthday to be a national holiday?
This is a representative from New York that is that is actually putting in a bill saying let's make, because it's the same day as Flag Day, we'll make it Donald Trump's birthday. And I'm like, all right, just on a basic level, maybe you want to wait till it's over to make sure that, you know, we don't get, he doesn't accidentally nuke us, you know, before making it a holiday.
I was saying, even this MAGA favorite Canadian politician, he's a far right candidate that might, you know, I can't pronounce his name. I'm not even going to try. Pierre someone. Pardon me?
Oh. Yeah. Pierre Condesac.
That guy. Uh-huh. He addressed Croissant. Trump's tariffs and vowed to retaliate any moves Trump made that harmed Canada. And also said the country will seek friends elsewhere if Trump doesn't dial it back. He said, carry out the unprovoked attack on our economy and your consumers will pay more. Your workers will make less. Gas prices will skyrocket. You will turn a loyal friend into a resentful neighbor forced to match tariff with tariff. Seek friends elsewhere. Both our economies will weaken, leaving less money for defense and security, and our economies will grow stronger. Let me be clear. We will never be the 51st state. This is like a far right MAGA politician in Canada, right?
Because one thing about we know about far right politicians is they will ride any wave they can to try to get more popularity. Yep. And they're seeing that, there's a nationalist fever growing here about pride in being Canadian. And I can ride that. So you know what? Basically, F that guy. But hey, it's a nice sentiment.
So here's what I'm wondering about all these, this cuts they're trying to do. So Pennsylvania representative is the latest swing district Republican to issue a warning over deep spending cuts Republican leaders are targeting for key safety net programs in a bill to enact Trump's agenda. He could become a major problem because Mike Johnson can only afford to lose one vote. Well, you know, they're already asking for like exceptions and things for red states. And that's what I'm afraid of, is Trump will find a way to micro-target just blue states, right? You know, they'll try to give exceptions to Republicans.
Oh, totally, totally. I mean, I think they'll even go down to district level. You know, we'll reward your district. Didn't they say they were going to do that with some of the infrastructure spending? We're going to target places where there's a higher rate of marriage and childbirth.
Right. He did.
Yeah.
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 I mean, so they're totally targeting that.
Yeah. I just thought this tells you everything. We were talking about the latest. I mean, I have to say, at least the rebellion, all the, you know, right-wing prosecutors stepping down, you know, over the Eric Adams thing. I just thought this tells you everything you need to know. A copy of Trump's mugshot from his arrest in Georgia on RICO and other charges was framed in gold and put on a wall in an entryway to the Oval Office. I mean, that's just the final middle finger to the rule of law. It's like, ha-ha.
Oh, yeah.
This convicted felon is back in the Oval Office, and we think it's funny.
You know, he makes people stare at it and masturbate to it. I mean, you know that he just has visitors come in and go, stare at that and take it out of your pants. And now I want you to imagine that's me staring at you.
I knew you would give this show a happy ending today.
Yeah.
I knew you would do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean men and women. He is making them stare at that and fantasize. And
can
and,
women and, whack it? I guess we can. Trump's team confirmed and celebrated that a framed...
Yeah, you can flick it.
You can flick it.
What?
Flick it good. Okay. They confirmed a framed copy of the New York Post cover had been prominently placed for visitors to see. I mean, it really is just the F you. I mean, I was talking about the reports that Pete Hegseth was drinking scotch at a press conference.
Oh, he wasn't drinking. I will actually say he wasn't. He wasn't drinking.
It would
scotch.
Seem like the kind of FU that anyone in the Trump administration would
do. You know what? Honestly, if he'd have been drinking scotch at that press conference, I would have respected him.
Yeah,
for just saying, you know what, guys? This is who I am. Let's just admit it. Everything was a lie. All right, now I'm going to go to the bar and probably get a rest.
We love you, Rude Pundit. Happy ending.
See ya. Thanks, Rude.
A Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Allison Madison from the Salt Wise program.
And we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of the Wisconsin primaries.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line. You can call us too, 608-879-TALK. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, to the Gaza thing, I mean, his philosophy is this. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as simple as that.
That's right.
There's no sovereign nation left in this planet.
That's right.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency continues sweeping job cuts across the federal government. Thousands of IRS employees are facing layoffs in the middle of tax season. And ABC's Rachel Scott says the savings are unclear.
Elon Musk and his team promised to update their website by Valentine's Day with information about how much they are saving the federal government. But as of this morning, that page is still blank.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He arrived there leading a U.S. delegation to Riyadh that will meet with Russian representatives tomorrow. Starting talks, the U.S. hopes will bring an end to the war in Ukraine. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear now says 11 people have died in the Commonwealth as a result of extensive flooding and that he'll request individual assistance from the federal government. And Pope Francis remains hospitalized. The Vatican says the 88-year-old's infection creates a complex medical picture. This is ABC News.